Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
More than 60,000 homes could be built on state-owned land, according to a report published by the Land Development Agency today. The report on public land identifies 83 state-owned sites with the potential for up to 67,000 homes in the medium to long term. The work compiled by the LDA indicates that lands in the cities of Cork, Dublin, Limerick, Galway and Waterford could be used to construct thousands of homes. However, in the Dáil today, the leader of the Social Democrats, Holly Kearns, branded the LDA report as pathetic.
5 years after its establishment, the Land Development Agency has finally gotten around to conducting a review of property assets controlled by state companies. What did it find? Fewer than 10,000 homes are capable of being delivered on these state lands within the next decade. It really is pathetic. I think people reading those reports today will be utterly bewildered, and if they're angry, I can understand that too. They should be outraged at this utter incompetence. How, in the middle of a housing disaster, when the government claims it's pulling out all the stops, has it taken the LDA 5 years to complete a review of the state's property assets? It's like some kind of a sick joke.
Holly Kearns also said that despite all of the promises from Fine Gael, the LDA has yet to deliver a single home on state land. In response, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar defended the LDA and listed current construction projects underway, but admitted that the LDA had got off to a slow start.
I believe that in time it will be as significant as the ESB or the IDA in terms of transforming our country. So I think it will be a game changer in that regard. It has got off to a slow start. Quite frankly, that is disappointing. We thought more would have been done by now. But it is now getting things done. And we won't be revising that target. We will be revising that target in terms of the number of homes the LDA can build in the next 20 years. We'll be revising it upwards because the LDA had a slow start. It's now getting going. Happy to show it to you with your own eyes so you can see it on Thursday. And we'll be revising upwards the targets.
The LDA believes that nearly 10,000 of the homes identified in the report could be delivered in the next 5 to 10 years. And to discuss this in more detail, I'm joined in studio now by the Chief Executive of the LDA, John Coleman. John, thanks for coming in to speak to us on Drive Time. Can we address what Holly Kearns was saying there? The Land Development Agency established in 2018. People looking at this report would be wondering why it's taken 5 years to identify this land. Can you tell us why?
Well, the LDA was established 4 years and 6 months ago. The requirement giving rise to this report was included in the LDA Act, which was enacted in the middle of July 2021. That's Section 52 of the Act. So we have been working diligently to produce this report. The report, I think, is a milestone in terms of, for the first time ever, we have a coherent and consolidated view of what is in the state land bank. It was quite a mammoth task. We had to distill down about 180,000 legal folios to work out exactly what was in the land bank, and then to work out of that what feasibly could be delivered for housing. But it's important to note that we haven't been waiting for this report before we do anything. We're already on site on state lands. We're already working on bringing developments through for 5,000 homes, direct delivery on state lands. The important thing to note is, and people need to be realistic about this and to understand that it does take quite a long time to bring things through the planning system, through design, through public consultation, and to get delivered. 5 to 6 years is the time frame that takes. We are within that for our first sites that we have underway, under construction today, with housing coming out delivered next year from those. So that's within those timeframes. And that, I might say, is with a fair wind behind you as well. The other thing to note as well, aside from those 5,000 homes on direct delivery state lands, we are also working with the private sector to deliver affordable homes on consented land currently within their control. We have already delivered our first homes on those, and you were kind enough to come out and have a look at some of those already a few weeks ago, and we will have hundreds more later this year. So the State Lands Report, it's a very, very important piece of work for the public and for the government to understand what is possible from the State Land Bank, but we have not been waiting for this and we're very busy on many other schemes.
Okay, but after all that time and all that trawling, 67,000 homes identified, it isn't a huge amount in the context of government targets. Were you disappointed that it's only that?
Well, it is a statement of fact this report. So we don't magic up lands that don't exist. And with the lands that do exist, we have to be honest about the constraints around them, the existing uses, and what can be done. We'd be doing everyone a disservice to overpromise on what can be achieved from these. But it should be stated that these are 83 sites. They're in all our main population centres. Up to 67,000 homes is not an insignificant amount of delivery for anyone to undertake. I think the important thing is now that we know as a country, the government knows and the public knows where these lands are, and it brings good public discussion and attention and debate as to what they should be used for going forward.
And in this report, you've broken these available potential homes into three different categories: Class 1, Class 2 and Class 3. Will you explain what that means in terms of what they are and the time frame attached to each of those?
Indeed. So we have a lot of engineers, architects, quantity surveyors and other people working at the LDA, and we've applied that expertise to each site to see what are the constraints here to getting these delivered. Clearly, some sites are very constrained. They might need servicing, they might need road access, they mightn't even be zoned. There might be existing activities ongoing on them that are not easily moved. For instance, Carlbrough Barracks in Rathmines has a lot of challenges, but surely we should be identifying this as land that could be used for housing. It's in the middle of our city centre and could be brought forward. And it's important that even though those ones may take a long time, that we start now and identify and put in plans in place to bring those forward if the government so decides that that's the right way for them. And I think if you think back, and I'm old enough now to think back 20 years and to see where, say, for instance, Grand Canal Dock area of Dublin, which was a wasteland, and someone had to stand up and say at that time, a plan needs to be put in place to bring this forward. And now it's a vibrant place with lots of employment, lots of live-work propositions there. And it's an area of the city we can be proud of. So we have to look at those long-term opportunities through that lens. But on the other end of the scale, Class 1 lands, of which there are around 10,000 homes, could be delivered.
How quickly can they be delivered?
They should be delivered in a 5 to 10 year time frame. So going back
That's not very quick though,
well,
is it?
Well, going back to my description of how long it takes to bring through a piece of land and how long the design and planning and construction periods take, it's important again to be realistic about that. And maybe look, another way to explain that, Samantha, is if you were getting an extension onto your house, it might take you 6 months to get an architect to do a design. It might take you 9 months to get a planning approval on it. It might take you another 3 months to find a builder to build it, and it might take them 6 months to build it. So when you multiply that by, in some cases, 1,000-fold, these are very significant projects. So your 2.5 years it might take for your extension. Big projects, 5 to 6 years is a realistic time frame.
Okay.
And I think it's important to be understood about that.
And just to understand clearly then, Class 2, what's the basic time frame on a Class 2 property?
A Class 2 would have less constraints, say, for instance, than a Class 3. So it might have activities ongoing.
But years
easier.
And what have you ballpark?
A simple
figure?
Way to think about it would be 5 to 10 years for the Class 1 sites. Maybe 10 to 15 years for the Class 2s and 10 years plus for the Class 3s, depending on how much effort is put behind them to bring them through.
The breakdown in your report says 9,760 in Class 1, and then everything else is in Class 2 or Class 3. So are we talking about 10 years realistically before we see any of these houses, or the majority of these houses?
I think on Class 1 sites, they could be brought through from a 5 year plus time horizon. But it's important to note that the work that the LDA, this doesn't represent the sum total of the work that the LDA does. The lands that I described, where we're working on 5,000 homes on direct delivery on state lands, and also 5,000 homes in partnerships with the private sector, so a total of 10,000, is not included in this. We're doing plenty of other things that are outside this, but to bring these ones forward that we have identified here, it will be a 5 year plus time frame.
And is it your job to incentivise the people who are already on this land to move on? And if so, are you taking a carrot or a stick approach when it comes to that?
Well, we engage with all the landowning bodies. The reality is sometimes they have a different mandate than we do, and we just have to accept that. We engage with the government as well about what can be done to bring these around. So there's plenty of engagement. Our approach is to try and find common ground, and oftentimes that we can. And we work well with very many of the state bodies that are identified as landowners here in a general sense. But our job is to inform the government and inform the public about what land there is, so the understanding about the potential and the debate around what happens with these lands can happen in a way that's informed and coherent. And this is the first time this has been done.
What about compulsory purchase orders? Would that be something that you could use? And what about fast track planning as well? Because that's something the government is moving away from, but is it something that you could use?
We have the same planning hurdles as anyone else. We have to bring our projects through the same planning system. And that's what we accept and what we live with. We do have compulsory purchase powers. They are focused on enabling lands by getting through things like ransom strips. So to get access to public lands, that's what it's for. I think to say that we would need compulsory purchase powers that are stronger, I mean, that's a discussion that would be a good debate to have. But realistically, we need to be, it would be unusual for us to be CPOing other state bodies.
So you've no other powers?
We don't have the power to compel access to
these lands. Like more powers? Would you like the government to give you more powers?
Our powers are given to us through the Oireachtas, and that's a matter for the Oireachtas, for them, and we implement that mandate that we're given.
Can I ask you as well about Holly Kearns' comment that you've failed to deliver a single home on state land so far? Is that true?
The state lands delivery, our delivery has started already. So we've hundreds of homes delivered already with
hundreds
more.
Is that direct builds?
That's not direct build. That's by joint ventures that we're entering into in line with the timeframes that it takes to deliver on any lands for the private sector or us. The first homes will be next year from that. And that's in line with
what you
would
expect. So the first ones you directly build will be next year?
Correct. In line with what you would expect in terms of how long projects fundamentally take to get through the system.
And do you think there's any way they could have been delivered quicker?
Look, there's always things that could be done quicker. For instance, we have Dundrum Central Mental Hospital has been in with Ambourplanola for a year now, and we know there are issues in the planning system. There's constraints in the contractor market from time to time as well. There's lots of obstacles. And of course, in theory, things could be done a bit quicker. But the reality is the timeframes for delivery on the state lands that we have coming out next year is in line with what you would expect in terms of these very large sites.
So ultimately, of all these 67,000 potential homes you've identified, how many do you think will be actually delivered?
Look, that will emerge from the debate and the discussion that happens in public and with the government on this report in the coming days, weeks and months.
And what more could be done to make your job easier?
Look, I think we just, the purpose of this is to facilitate debate and to inform the government. And I think we have a good starting point now. And I think the way forward on these will be to discuss with our overall balanced approach in terms of what is needed for the state, to discuss how these might be brought forward, if that's possible. And I think this report facilitates that.
OK, John Coleman, CEO of the Land Development Agency, thank you for coming in to speak to us on Drive Time.